everything in this world is made up of matter. And those matters behave with each other in certain ways.
Like any other college freshman, Andy had dreaded his required general education credits, especially science. He's an English major, and when he first joined Professor Tawdry's Intro to Physics class, he thought he would rather be anywhere else. But that was before Andy met Mary. Mary is a star physics student, on track to be an engineer, and possibly the most beautiful woman Andy had ever met. He hadn't believed his luck when Mary and Andy were assigned as lab partners at the beginning of the semester. That's when their library dates had begun. Every Thursday afternoon, they met to talk all things physics. Mary, an excellent tutor, and Andy, the eager student. Andy knows his crush on Mary is harmless. In fact, it probably improves his physics grade and attendance. He also knows Mary has a boyfriend, Chad, who's a sophomore, so he never stood a chance. Their physics final is tomorrow morning, and Andy needs all the help he can get to maintain his C average and pass the class. Or else he will have to retake it, this time without Mary to help distract him from Professor Tawdry's boring lectures. Andy isn't prepared when Mary grabs his arm, laughing at his joke. In fact, every hair on his body stands at attention, like they are ready and have been waiting for this very moment of contact. As she releases his arm, her gel nails almost caress the back of Andy's hand. He doesn't know what to think. She's his lab partner, his study buddy, and she probably doesn't even think about him like that. They continue to study, and Andy has to force himself to focus on the textbook in front of him. But the open library window brings in a light breeze, carrying the delicate scent of Mary's perfume just beneath Andy's nose. He knows the smell well. He knows it by heart, better than any physics equation. Andy wonders if, as friends, he can suggest pulling an all-nighter to study together and be prepared for the test the next day. Andy notices Mary toying with the crystal heart she wears on a silver chain around her neck. He had always assumed it was a gift from Chad, and had observed that she only ever fidgets with it when she's feeling nervous. Andy kicks himself for even asking. The blood rushes from Andy's head to his bulging pants below the wooden library table. Andy can't believe he forgot that Mary always leaves early on Thursday afternoons to get ready for work. He doesn't know exactly where she works, just that she always has to leave early from the library to get ready. She gathers her belongings in her arms, the heavy books pressing against her already heaving bosom. She smiles to Andy as she reaches absentmindedly for her book bag, and it slips from the chair to the floor. Andy reaches down to scoop the bag and hands it back to Mary with a sheepish grin. Andy is sad to watch her go, but scoots his chair in to return to studying. His foot feels something beneath it, and he leans under the table to fish for what it could be. Something that fell from Mary's bag. He grabs it, something that feels soft and lacy, before bringing it up above the table. He examines it. It's a hot pink lace garter with a sparkly heart that matches the one Mary wears around her neck. Immediately, Andy feels excitement grow, but he looks and sees Mary is already gone. He wonders if he should text her a picture to try and return this item, or to keep it and never tell her. He knows if he chooses to keep it, he will be distracted the whole night from his studies. So, he decides to text her for the benefit of his physics grade.
Hello?
Andy didn't know what to expect when he showed up to return Mary her garter. She had seemed relieved that he had it and had said she needed it, which confused Andy. What could she need it for? Was it just an excuse to see him again? Had she left it on purpose? As he enters the dark bar, his head buzzing with Mary's mixed signals, his jaw drops when he's greeted by waitresses dressed in underwear. A stage in the center of the bar, currently unoccupied, is equipped with a pole. Andy has never been to a strip club before and isn't sure where to look. He beelines for the bar to ask for Lucky, just as Mary had instructed him to over the phone. Andy is led to a backstage dressing room where he finds Mary dressed in a pink silk robe, her face now made up and her hair pinned in soft, sensual curls. Her heart necklace still dangles around her neck, icy against her collarbones. He extends his hand, the garter safely inside, and Mary's fingers hover gently above his, ever so slightly brushing against his fingertips. His heart is racing. He wonders if hers is too, what it looks like, beating underneath her thin pink robe. It's the most intimate moment, even too intimate for a room of half-naked women. But Andy only has eyes for Mary as she puts her heeled foot on a low chair. Andy kneels down and slides the garter up along her smooth left leg. It takes every ounce of restraint in his quivering body to not kiss every inch of her exposed skin. He settles the garter, centered on her ample, gorgeous left thigh. He's sweating, blushing, but he doesn't care. It's worth it. He moves to leave, but she grabs his hand. Andy watches from a seat further back from the stage, not wanting to seem too eager. Mary is enchanting on stage, her matching garters and their little hearts dangling, along with the heart around her neck, dancing just above her heaving breast, now exposed and amplified in a delicious pink lacy bra. Mary teases the crowd, but every so often, she steals a glance just for Andy. He collects these, tries to memorize them, because it all feels like a dream. Too good to be true. She whips her hair and smiles, knowing how bad the men want her, loving every second of that power and control. She struts around the pole, spinning and holding the metal between her legs. It feels so good against her hot skin. She can't stop watching Andy in the corner, his innocence and adoration separating him from the raunchy crowd. The song begins to wind down, and she sexily struts down off the stage, heading right for Andy. His palms begin to sweat. Andy sits in a booth in the private dance room. He has never been alone with Mary before. They gaze into one another's eyes. He nods and she straddles him, taking his hands in her own, moving them up her exposed abdomen, glistening with sweat and glitter. She cups his hands on her breasts. He feels the soft lace under his fingers and she feels his cock swell in his pants, below her tiny pink skirt and panties, getting wetter by the second. She smiles and moves one of his hands towards her lips, pulling two of his fingers into her wet mouth, tracing her lips, then sucking on his fingers gently, then with a bit more force, harder. His erection, in turn, grows harder, pressing into her wet panties and rubbing her just the right way. She nods and he wets his lips before tracing them against her neck. She moans as his tongue flicks against her skin, pressing the silver chain into her neck, the texture tickling and arousing her at the same time. She wraps her legs around him completely, taking his hair into her wet fingers and looking deep into his eyes. He picks her up, her legs still wrapped around him, pressing her wet pussy into his abdomen, and he kisses her sweetly, then harder, their tongues caressing one another with exchanged saliva. He pushes her against the wall, and she moans, feeling his strong arms around her. She moves a hand to his pants, rubbing his immense erection right beneath his jeans. Now it's his turn to moan. Mary gets down on her knees and slides his jeans and boxers down, exposing his hard cock and licking the tip of it slowly before putting the whole thing down her lubricated throat. Her mouth feels amazing, like nothing Andy has ever experienced. He feels strong, animalistic, like he could do anything, even ace his test tomorrow. He picks her up from the ground and carries her back to the booth, kneeling before her and kissing every inch of her. She puts his hands back on her breasts. He can feel how fast her heart is beating. He pushes her breast up, massaging her nipples with his thumbs. He releases her breasts and they bounce tremendously. She pulls her bra down, eager for his tongue to massage her nipples, and he takes her breast in his mouth, moving his fingers below her skirt to rub her pussy through her now soaking wet lace panties. She throws her head back in pleasure, spreading her legs wide for him to come inside her. He kisses beneath her skirt, pushing her panties aside with his tongue and moving back up to kiss her body as he enters her with a powerful thrust. Her back arches as he fills her.